Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about Raven Radio's 30th anniversary celebration, which we're saying it's starting tomorrow, but I think it started the moment you showed up, Marika.
Thank you, Robert.
I think the party started happening. Don't you think so, Lily?
Oh, yes, I know.
Lily Herwald is our former general manager at Raven Radio. Marika Partridge is one of our station's founders and the first program director. And Marika, you've been back in D.C. planning this celebration. You've been on conference calls for months, it seems like.
Yeah, my house has been a veritable art studio of Raven Radio graphics for like the last 3 months. I brought a huge suitcase of stuff for our parade on the 4th, and the station's filled with my bamboo and old album cover graphics for the parade.
It's crafting. It reminds me of preschool back there. Everybody's got their glue guns out, and you're making
Robert. They don't use glue guns in preschool,
anyway,
we have been using glue guns. But yes, it's been a big craft scene over here at the station.
Sorry, safety first.
Yeah, right. Safety third. Anyway.
Yes. The parade is just going to be kind of the capper. There's a lot happening between now and then, and it starts tomorrow, Lily, with a fun run?
It does. The fun run, it starts at 9:30 a.m. here at Raven Radio at the Cable House, and it is a walk, run, wheel, whatever way you want to participate, and it goes from here over to our transmitter site over on the island. So that's a great way to start the day. You know, the first day of the weekend on Saturday at 9:30. Join us here.
We can't do anything in this town without a fun run or walk.
I know.
It's compulsory almost, but it is a great way to get things going. And then it's going to be in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, Hello Central. And I never heard Hello Central. It's before my time.
It was a classic Saturday night show with John Straley and Steve Langhorst often being his sidekick, but John had so many fun elements to his program, and I don't know when he stopped doing it, but it was a pillar of our programming for years.
And what is it?
Well, when I came to town in 1985, and Hello Central was going then, and I didn't know many people. I was on my own in the evenings without anyone, and I would listen to that program, and it is what hooked me on Raven Radio. It's what hooked me on the amazingness of Sitka, because it was a radio show that was inclusive. It brought in so many elements. They had call-ins, they had games pitting HPR against Sawmill Creek Road with trivia. They had, the humor that came out was amazing. But that show spoke to me and made me, they were my first friends. So Hello Central was really instrumental in me feeling like I had a place in Sitka.
Okay, so kind of a freewheeling, call-in, random arcade radio experience.
And we have many predecessors since then on Raven Radio. I mean, I think Stupid and Contagious and the Mondo Beach Party. I mean, it might not be the exact formula, but it's gone on to spur a lot of creative radio.
Okay, sort of.
And Cassidy's program on Late Night. I forget his partner.
Oh, right, Stephen Court, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's
it's like a spoof of a call-in show in a way, because one of my favorite elements was Near to Greatness, mm-hmm. And people would call in to say things that almost happened, where they almost met the president. It's like we can all, there's a place for all of us in Near to Greatness, because it's like we've all had.
James Brown was on the elevator that I missed.
Yeah.
It seems like John Straley has a lot of that going on. So that's going to be 4 to 8 o'clock on Saturday evening. There's going to be an open house here at the
right.
same time.
Right. So I think it's whether if you want to see how radio is produced and be able to see those guys working in the studio, there's going to be microphones for people to come and share their stories. It's going to be very interactive. But we also have the open house where people can come and gather, meet new friends, folks who are coming back from out of town, our neighbors and friends here in Sitka. You can meet new folks. Refreshments. The Larkspur is going to be open with their regular menu. So it's really going to be a the cable house is going to be hopping. If you're up here, you want to see a tour of the station and see how things work, there'll be guided tours. So really a chance to have a great community gathering, and everybody is welcome. I mean, I hope you come.
And we're sharing a lot of memories, but this is not an old-timers thing. This is about now.
Absolutely.
As much as the past 30 years.
Right, because now, I mean, it's those, you know, you listening right now with your coffee cup getting up. This is your radio station because you listen. And
if you've never been in here before, this is a great time to come and see it. It's looking quite lovely.
Yeah, it is. It's looking good, and it's true. It's your station. You ought to come check it out. So that's Saturday. Sunday, Acoustic Beach Theater. Lily, Marika, help me out here.
It seems like it's going to be a surprise. That's going to be what the Acoustic Beach Theater. It's going to be a big party at HPR Rec at the main shelter there from 5 to 10. So you can bring your lawn chairs. There's going to be wood. You know, it's a potluck. And that, I'm sure there are going to be some really great stories that happen around the fire. Just as Raven Radio is sort of like our community fire where we share the stories, we're going to replicate it out on the beach.
And is there going to be entertainment, or are we just our own entertainment?
There will be entertainment, and there are a lot of entertaining people already that I know are going, and people will be bringing their ukuleles, and people will be bringing their recitations, and we have actually in town someone who came in just for the first couple of days. Christian Swenson from Seattle is a tall, lanky mime and clown, and he's very excited about the beach picnic. I know that there's going to be some big surprises on the beach that night.
Oh, fun. Oh. And you don't have to perform. Audiences are needed, and just participants. So.
How much arm twisting do we really need to hang out on the beach around here, around fires?
It seems
to be our natural state. Anyway, Monday, so that's Sunday, 5 to 10 p.m. Monday, it's the Blues Cruise, and people have heard a lot about Raven Radio's Blues Cruise. It's kind of an institution, but we're kind of folding it in with our 30th anniversary celebration, and it's kind of a classic event.
It'll sell out. Only room for 80 people on that boat.
Right.
And there's a live band, Belly Meat, and Bob Banghart is coming over from Juneau to participate. And, there's a no-host bar, and there'll be appetizers served by the Channel Club. And I just like to give a big shout-out to Alan Marine, who has contributed this catamaran for this. So, I mean, a big thanks to them.
Yeah, they have. I guess if you pardon the expression, they've anchored so many nonprofit events by providing.
Alan Marine is awesome.
Yeah, boat service. And so the Blues Cruise. And Bob Banghart, he's gonna play blues fiddle?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
He's Tickets great. On sale at Old Harbor Books. Yeah. And I saw the stack yesterday. There aren't that many left.
Okay.
$50 for a cruise, for food, for music, for fun times. No doubt we'll see some great wildlife. I mean, it is a bargain. It's great.
For those 21 years and older.
Well said.
And then on Tuesday, 6:30 to 9 p.m., Raven Radio's banquet. I am curious about what exactly, I mean, banquet. I'm picturing, you know, kind of Hogwarts and long tables and torches on the walls. What's going to happen at the banquet?
Well, the banquet is a chance to celebrate. The presentations are going to be really, you know, kind of short. It's going to be great food catered by Sitka Spruce Catering. There's going to be a slideshow showing people who've been involved in Raven Radio over the last 30-plus years. There will be some audio collages of the sound of Raven Radio over time.
Okay.
And there will be generations of, there will be current young volunteers who have been enlisted to pay just a very short tribute to some of the old timers. I think it's a wonderful way to stretch the 30 canvas from 1 to 30, because some of us beginner people will be there, and then we're going to meet the youngest, coolest, hippest young volunteers at Raven Radio.
All right.
That night.
That sounds like a great idea. I hadn't heard about that, and obviously preparations for this have been going on for a long time.
Yeah, each of us took charge of some aspect of the schedule, and we've been meeting, as you said, Robert, for a year, basically, you know, almost a year. We started meeting in the fall over the phone, and for you guys here around the table at Raven, planning out things that were easily executed and simple and inviting, because we really want the whole town of Sitka to participate, like new listeners, old listeners, people who support with money, and those who just are curious and haven't invested yet. We want everybody to take part in these things.
Absolutely. Tickets for that, for the banquet on the 3rd, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Centennial Building are $40, also at Old Harbor Books. And then after the banquet, everybody's just spilling outdoors to the shelter, and Three-Legged Dog is mm-hmm. going to be there. And there might be new people listening who are going, Three-Legged Dog? What's that? Three-Legged Dog is kind of the proto rock and roll band in Sitka, right?
It's been going for so long. And I think everybody knows why the band was called Three-Legged Dog. I mean, it's really in honor of Burgess Bowder and his vet techniques. Well, I think the legend is basically that Burgess always saved the dogs' lives if they were hit by a car. He would remove the
affected limb.
Paw. And then we just had such a, I mean, really, this
there town, a lot of
three-legged dogs were trotting around here. And, you know, Vern, John Straley, Gary. They wisely picked that name.
Yeah, Colin, probably.
We've got some people coming from out of town. Brant Miller is coming in from Nashville. He's an original member of Three-Legged Dog. So there'll be some cross-pollination of incoming Nashville people to Three-Legged Dog that night. It's going to be a fun night.
So live music under the shelter until it gets dark enough, and then we're going to watch the fireworks together there at the shelter. Cool.
Right.
That's happening Tuesday evening, 6:30 to 9 p.m., the banquet. And then Wednesday, July 4th, this is what all the crafting's about that's happening here. Marika, you are pumped about the parade.
I'm pumped. I love a parade. We have a big parade in my town, too, and I've been a big part of that thing. I've gone to Trinidad a couple of times. I like the whole pageantry and, like, signage. So there's a lot of a frill and good-looking graphics. We've got our beautiful Raven put on these kind of fun holders, and got a big banner. Our four general managers over the decades are all going to be here for the event, and they are the parade grand marshals and the poobahs.
Yes,
we're going to put special name tags on them, and they're going to wave special flags. And everyone,
a special hat.
We have room for all of you. It's going to be a boombox parade in the tradition of one of our earliest parade entries, where the station will be broadcasting the parade music, and we will be carrying, to the best of our ability, pumping boombox so that we can hear that station.
That's a great idea. We published a historic photo of a boombox parade on our website, and the individual leading it was widely believed to you.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. Yeah. And Nina Piper was right there, and Sean Barlow was right there. And a lot of enthusiasm, but we've got room. Just surprise us, please, and show up on the 4th. The parade starts at 1:30
is the lineup.
Yeah, 1:30 we want to get together. Are we meeting here?
At the Sheldon Jackson campus.
Okay.
Yeah, and everybody's invited. Let's just pack the streets with Raven people. I mean, you walk with us. It would be great. It'll be really fun.
Dance with us. We are going to be jiving down the street.
Yeah, that sounds really, really great. And it's not just a symbolic show of support. If you hang in with us and make it all the way to the cable house, there are root beer floats.
That's right.
When it's all done. So there's a big carrot at the end of this, too. So that sounds just great.
Yeah, free root beer floats after the parade. So, you know, join us. If you're going to cheer us on from the side of the street, come on down to the cable house, Raven Radio, for the root beer floats. And then there's a band that's going to be playing in the yard that day as well. That'll be Christian Fabian, Jay
Caputo,
his partner Carrie, who is an amazing singer, and Ed Littlefield.
Nice.
So that is free music with your root beer floats.
Okay, that sounds like an incredible time. If you've been trying to keep notes but haven't kept up with us, you can find out more on our website, kcaw.org. Just look for the Raven Radio's 30th anniversary, the section there. The calendar that I'm reading off of is right there And you can also go back in and see some of those historic photos and things. So, Lily, Marika, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you. See you all at the party.
Lily Herwald is former general manager of Raven Radio. Marika Partridge was one of our station founders and our first program director.